after the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program with my friend Robin Marshall. Robin is here because she's my friend. She's my new best friend.
Don't use she's that term taken, loosely.
I'm not loosely. I happen to like your company.
Thank you. And, but you know what I teach my kids?
What?
Don't call someone your best friend. And you can only have one best friend.
All right, so you're not my new best friend.
Right. They all say
you
to me, I can have more than one.
Yeah. One. I don't. It's true.
You have to have only one best friend.
So many people abuse that term.
Yes, they do.
Because they.
And it bothers me.
Apparently.
And you know what else bothers me?
What else bothers you, Robin?
As long as we've...
Yeah, let's get to it. Let's get right to it. What else bothers you?
I don't like pet names that you call everybody the same thing.
Really?
Honey, love, sweetie, all this stuff.
Right.
And I don't like when you say, love you. If you don't love somebody,
don't say
that.
I never say it.
And
did
like,
you hear me? I was just talking to my banker and called her Tootsie Puts.
Well, that's one that...
Is it my term of endearment?
Not too many people use
no,
it, so
of course
I'll let you
so.
Slide on that
Thank
one.
You very much.
Just don't call me Tootsie Puts.
I'm not going to call you anything but Robin Marshall. That's what I'm going to call you.
Okay.
From now on, not my new friend. Just
new
actually,
friend is okay.
Yeah, you're my new friend.
Okay.
Okay. New. I'm going to write this down so I don't mess it up. New friend. Do you know how to spell friend?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you learn?
In school.
Yeah, but was there some moment when it actually, the light switch went on, when it came,
yes.
Remember I before E, except after C, neighbor and way?
Yes, it was after some kid in fourth grade really made me upset and bullied me or did whatever they did to me, and then I turned to the right and I found my real friend.
Really?
Yes.
But how did you know how to spell the word?
Who cares?
No, it's important because this is how people remember things. I learned, this is, I'm actually asking
you. Oh, is that what this is all about?
Because I want to tell you how to learn things like this. If you can't, people have different ways, their minds, everybody's mind works differently.
You mean like association?
So, exactly. Okay. Word association. A friend is a friend till the end. Where it ends with E-N-D, never misspelled it after that.
Oh, now that makes sense.
Thank you.
I like that.
Yeah, okay. See, it took me 3 minutes to get to that, though. It's 10 past the hour. Speaking of bullying, there is a fellow called Scary Guy.
Yes.
Who's going around to schools, and this is a picture. Why don't you email that? Richie, I'm going to have
all you have to do is
Robin
type in
email.
Scary Guy.
Scary Guy.
That's it.
Let's put his picture up. Or would it, is it too scary to put up at DougSteffen.com?
No, not at all. All he is a tattoo artist who has tattooed probably 85% of his body. And what he does is he is paid $6,500 per visit to go to middle schools and talk to the children. And what he'll do while he's on stage is he'll burp and he'll rub his stomach and he'll do things that are socially unacceptable.
I can do that too.
Well, yes.
I get $6,500 a day for that.
And then he'll pick on the kid in the wheelchair and he'll talk about the bald PE guy in the corner and he'll hug people and say and shake hands with the little kids and say that's the best sex I've had all day. And what he's doing is calling attention to things that these kids are doing to each other in order to let them see the humor and how stupid they really are for bullying.
So the lesson here would be do what's bad so people understand what's good. Is that what the message is?
I think it's just it's pointing out that what these kids are doing to each other is ridiculous. And even at a young age, you should be able to see the humor. And maybe if you see that it's funny and that it's not as effective as you want it to be for the wrong reason, maybe they'll stop.
What do we know about this guy? Was he bullied?
Well, we know that he's being watched for tax evasion. That's the only thing I know right now, according to CNN. But
so he's traveling around the country,
yeah.
Charges $6,500 every pit stop. The taxpayers are paying $6,500 so that he can teach people about the...
The mission is the total elimination
bullying.
Of hate, violence, and prejudice worldwide.
How can you fight that? I mean, how can you fault that?
And look at what he's done to himself. He did this on purpose. You got to take a look at this.
Have you, Richie? Richie has some audio on this guy, so why don't you
I'd
listen.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm in charge of the brain of a Zach.
This is the Scary Guy, a former tattoo artist. He entertains the students by playing the bully.
Check out that geek in the wheelchair, dude.
This is supposed to be bullying prevention. He calls it edutainment.
Stop taking on other people's rotten, horrific, negative words as energy and putting them back out on this planet thinking you're defending yourself.
His message may sound good, but his delivery is unconventional, to say the least. I love it.
Yes.
Tattooed from head to toe, the scary guy commands as much as $6,500 a day for his performance and a curriculum that goes with it. For those looking to wake up a community with shock and awe, he delivers.
Okay, so maybe the question here would be, if this isn't the right approach, what is the right approach to getting rid of the problem?
There has to be some sort of training. You cannot continue to ignore. Look at the stories that we're hearing about. Right. I mean, and there were millions of stories prior to this generation that just went unnoticed because people would sweep it under the rug. I think this is spectacular.
Do you think you know well enough whether or not your children, you have five children, did any of them go through this problem, or are they having, because you have teenagers now, right?
Yes.
Any of your children that you know of having this problem?
Absolutely.
What would you do if you found that one of your children was a bully?
Was a bully? Yeah. I would sit down and have a heart-to-heart with that person, with any one of my children, mm-hmm. and try and get to the bottom of why. That's the first thing, because you have to get to the baseline before you can scratch the surface. And do everything in my power to stop it.
See, I think we're looking at this problem from the wrong perspective. I think what we are learning, what children are learning, is what adults are doing. If you look at the political landscape and watch these people, what are they doing? They look at the four Republicans elect, or any of them that were there, or when Obama ran against Mrs. Clinton mm-hmm. last time around. Some of the things that were said about her because she was a woman.
Yes.
Whether they were seeded or planted.
Right.
From the,
it's manipulation.
Oh,
yes.
It's horrible.
Yes, it is.
And in the name of business, what people who are business leaders, when they're trying to move a competitor out of the way, the tactics that are used are basically the same. We are teaching through the media, through our own examples, we find this deplorable, this is horrible, we got to do something about it.
But all they
we're
do is
teaching them how to do this.
That's right. It's called to attention. I mean, look at Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
And he was still accepted back into the world
right.
as an artist.
Right.
And these kids are watching this kind
of
stuff.
The brutality that the man's inhumanity to man may start at this level, but at some point we learn by what we see.
That's right.
There are children who grow up in homes where the parents are abusive to one another. They call each other names.
That's right.
Brothers and sisters call each other. What do you think kids are going to do?
That's right. So, I mean, it really has to start at home. And if it doesn't, you got to thank God for a man like this that will come in and call attention to things and walk away, I think, making these children more aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I give a perfect example. If you walk down the street, it's just as bad to be the bully or to be bullied or to see somebody else being bullied and do nothing about it. If you walk down the street at night, for instance, you go on your walk and you happen to pass your neighbor's house and the curtain is open, just a crack, but you look inside and you see something, just by chance, somebody hitting somebody, your job, whether it's a perfect world or not that I'm living in by saying this, is to knock on the door and say, can I help? Or the next day, at least file a report or talk to the person that was abused. Do something. You can't stand back and do nothing, whether you're an adult or a child.
Horrible.
And that's what we have to teach our kids.
Yeah. Robin Marshall with Doug Steffen on Good Day. Your thoughts, 800-510-8255, or pass along some of the things you're thinking as you can communicate in lots of different ways to us here.
I would love to know what other people are thinking, how they treat their children when they find out they're being bullied. What are the tactics they may use?
Well, I think parents don't know or are in denial. I think you find that to be the case more often than not. And they would be in denial not only about how to handle it with their children, but they are in denial with regard to their own relationships. They don't hear them, their tone of voice, their body language. Kids pick up on all of that stuff.
Right.
The kids are not learning in a vacuum. They may, or not living in a vacuum, may be peer-related. Those kids learn from their parents. But I believe that all of this stuff goes right up to the top, whether it's a business thing,
right.
The way
corporate is
people
all bullying.
See exactly how they see the political system working. It's all about power and control, and bullying is aimed at you being more powerful. You want to be more powerful than the other person. That's all it is.
Or that you feel threatened.
Some kid likes the same girl that you do, and he may not be. You're a football player, and he's a geek.
Right.
And yet he's making time with the girl that you like, so you're going to be the big tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Right. And you can use your words. That's what we always tell our kids. Right. Use your words.
Powerfully.
Mm-hmm.
So may I use my words powerfully?
Yes, absolutely.
If you're in the mood, now, Robin does not have to lose weight. Robin has not a problem with that. But many of you are sort of, I don't want to say suffering, but you're sort of left holding the bag, if you will, or holding the sag. Maybe that's a better. Here it is right here. You're holding on to that sag. You want to get rid of it. Here's the latest breakthrough in weight loss technology. That's really, this is a technique. You get a hold of the folks who have made TH-121 by calling 800-525-2710, and you tell them you want to take advantage of their offer to send you a 30-day supply of TH-121 when you buy a regular 30-day supply. Nothing wrong with that. 60 days to see how this new weight loss formula works. It is the most successful. I've said before, every year we come up with a new plan and you say, well, last year you said this was the best plan, this year is another plan. This is the newest. This was not around last year, but it has been proven to enhance appetite control. It suppresses what it is that you find for hunger. So you won't eat a big meal. You'll have a smaller meal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works. And plus the fact, it turns every cell in your body into a fat and sugar-burning factory. That's why you want TH-121. Call 800-525-2710. 800-525-2710. The results of taking TH-121 are guaranteed, or they give you your money back. So buy a regular bottle at the regular price. They give you a free one. Try it for 60 days. I know you're going to lose the weight, and you're going to feel better. It's not all, you're not going to get all jiggered up by some of the things that you can take and lose weight, but you feel terrible afterwards. 800-525-2710 for TH-121 to lose the weight.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, Philly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way, but I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog, I can take the kids to the park, I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Dex Steffens Good Day program, and as I have explained, for those of you who are just joining us, Roberta and Jennifer have the day off today. Richie is the guiding light still, though, at the controls in our main studio in Washington. Joining me is my friend Robin Marshall, who has spent time working in Charlotte, in Pittsburgh, and in Newark City. She had 20-some-odd years, and during her time in New York City, she worked at how many different radio stations?
Maybe about four or five.
Four or five. Which was the first one?
Well, the first one was the main rock station at the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You were a rocker?
I was a rocker.
Really? What were the call letters of the radio station?
W-A-P-P.
Ape.
No, it was the Apple.
There was the Ape was down in Tampa or someplace.
It was the Apple.
Okay. Where else did you work?
I worked at WPIX.
Did you really? With whom did you work at WPIX?
Dick Summer.
Really? Did you know that, Mr. Summer, that she worked there with you?
Oh, stop.
She was gorgeous.
Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful surprise.
What a beautiful surprise.
I'm thrilled. Dick, he did not tell me that you were on the...
I'm not going to tell you. Why would I?
Well, I don't know. I was just sitting, but Doug said he had some time at 8 o'clock in the morning. I didn't know I was in for talking to you. Wow.
Listen to that.
I told
that
neither
voice.
Of you that I was going to.
Wait, I just want to hear him.
Do you? I was just afraid all I was going to do is get to talk to Doug.
I'm so thrilled right now. You have no idea. One I love the, this man.
The first things that came to pass when I first got to know Robin was I found out that she was friends with Dick. Dick and I have been friends for decades. And when we were talking about Robin and some of the things, it's a very small business,
yes.
So we kind of fall into each other here or there. And Dick has had influence on both of us.
Oh.
And the reason...
Well, I especially enjoyed it when Robin fell into...
Yeah, exactly. All right, so this is about storytelling, radio and stories. And there's a little bit of conversation between Robin and Dick and Dick. So how the audience thinks that's cool, but let's... Okay.
Well, first,
what
let's explain that Dick Summer is just an icon in radio, in New York especially.
Dick has been on my program any number of times, but yes, he is a Boston and New York radio icon.
Yeah. Robin, you should know, I don't know if you know Doug's background, but Doug was probably one of the original talk show hosts, and I remember when Doug was just a zygote, and he was working at some little penny whistle station up in Massachusetts. And he used to come and drop in and visit with me when I was at one of the stations in Boston. And he said, you know, I'm on the air and I'm just talking, I'm not playing songs. So you're kidding. And he was. And, you know, he's still doing that. It's incredible.
It is incredible.
And now that I've found Robin, we're going to have a little fun with her because she used to play songs and found out that she doesn't have to play songs in order to be entertaining.
In fact, every boss I had was not happy with me because I talked too much.
The guy that Dick and I used to work for whose name, God bless him, he's no longer with us. His initials were the same as Dick. We had three people at the radio station, and all their names were DS. And so this guy used to tell me to shut that blank up and play the music. And I think, I remember looking, and again, I don't want to make this too inside, because Dick's going to tell a story in a few minutes for us. But there used to be a clock. Yes, you didn't know you were, but you are. Remember that clock that was in the studio, and they gave you at a point in the hour 4 minutes to tell a story, and now you had to come up with a story to fill 4 minutes, and that was it. Do you remember that clock?
Oh, if anybody could do it,
Dick could do it, yeah. But it was so phony. There was nothing. I mean, what did these people that ran these stations think? I'm at 22 past the hour. I'm going to come up with a brilliant story.
For 4 minutes, which is an eternity.
But, man, the thing that was even worse, Doug, to me, was the concept that you could talk for 22 seconds. One of the stations that Robin and I both worked at, I had a program director at one time whose concept was you could talk for a maximum of 22 seconds.
Right.
Right. I don't know if you remember that, Robin,
I certainly do.
But he and I went head-to-head on any number of occasions, and his head was even thicker than I was, so I was wandering around in the street after that for a while. But I used to ask him, well, why 22 seconds? And he said, well, that's all people will put up with disc jockey chatter. Mm-hmm. I hate that word chatter.
Yes,
anyway.
So do I.
And I said, well, you know, if that's the case, why don't we not talk at all?
That's right.
And, of course, there's no answer to that argument. And so, as I said, it was nice wandering around the street for a while.
Well, my favorite part of working at WPIX was following Dick.
Yeah.
Because he would hypnotize me between the shifts.
I was very good.
I couldn't deal
hypnosis.
With my husband snoring, and he was trying to help me out.
All right. So, Dick Summer, another noted broadcaster, with Robin Marshall, who's a noted broadcaster, and maybe I fit in there at some point in time. Dick just came back from vacation, and I want him to tell the story about the singing of the national anthem. This is a wonderful story, which you will hear in a few minutes here on Good Day. Robin, Doug, and Dick at 29 after on Good Day.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-9...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Three after the hour, which would make it, if you turn the clock upside down, 27 before the new hour, the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Robin Marshall, who's my new broadcast friend, is here, and I've invited one of my old, our old broadcast friends to spend some time with us because he has a great story. Dick Summer, who has been known by millions, if not jillions of people around the country and around the planet in the universe as a
easy guy. Easy. I'll get you this.
Wait a minute. Weren't you just inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame?
Right. He was.
Well, it's not an induction. Yes. They got a piece of my tape there.
That's good enough.
That's it. Exactly. That's better than me. I'm not in the Rock Hall. The only Hall of Fame I'm in is the Shoveling Manure Hall of Fame on the farm. I'm pretty good at that, and everybody recognizes it. Today is the first day of the 2012 baseball season. And as such, we think we've been excited last month or so as spring training has taken place in a number of great locales around the country. Dick is here in part because he and Robin are friends, and he and I are friends, and I thought it would be kind of fun to have the two of them together. But actually, more importantly, he has a story. He brought back a story from Mets spring training that is, I know you enough. My daughter calls me a sensitive new age guy. You are the original sensitive new age guy, but I don't think you got to be sensitive or a new age to experience what you experienced at the spring training camp in the New York Mets. So I wanted you to share that experience.
Well, yeah, there's a little background to it, too. I have a very, very good friend who is also in the broadcasting business, and he is part of what I call the fearful fringe. More and more Americans, I think our politicians are scaring us witless. And the media plays it up because, Doug, you, as you very well know, if it bleeds, it leaves, you know.
Yeah.
And so many people are getting so scared. And this was a collision that happened at the spring training this past year, as you said. And I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get through this, but I'll do the best I can. It's up on the website, by the way, at dicksummer.com. I just we were at that game, and the PA announcer said, you know, everybody stand up and honor America as 8-year-old Raquel somebody sings our national anthem. And I don't remember her last name, and I wish I did. And she walked out behind the home plate, stood in front of about 6,000 people in her 4-foot-something, maybe 90 pounds worth of little girl splendor. And she was probably the only person in the stadium wearing a dress, pink, little bow on top, one of those kids. And I called my wife, my lady Wonder Wedge, for many reasons, one of which is we've been together for 47 years, and she still puts up with me, so I'm getting away with it. Anyway, we stood up, and we put our hot dogs on our seats, put our hands over our hearts, and little Raquel took a deep breath, and she started to sing. And she started, "Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?" Little girl's voice, and I don't know if you've had this experience, but I have two daughters, and I've heard this happen to their voices. You know, it was a little girl's voice, but just this hint that in a few years, it's going to be one of those big, beautiful sounds like Whitney Houston used to have.
Mm-hmm.
So proudly we hail as the twilight's last gleaming. Started thinking about how proud my lady Wonder Wench and I are of our two little girls, grown-up women now with their own kids, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight were so gallantly streaming. Now, here's where it gets a little tough. There's an old guy. This is true. That's what makes it tough. There's an old guy standing in front of us, okay, and he had one arm around his wife, and his other arm was holding this very old baseball cap and said U.S. Army on it, probably circa World War II. And he stood there as straight, and as I remember, my dad standing, and the rockets, red glare, bombs bursting in air. And the old guy starts to sing. And everybody has heard an old guy starting to sing a song that he cares about. And my lady Wonder Wench started singing along with him. And she was singing and crying. And she was thinking about her brother Bob, who's buried in the sand behind Otis Air Force Base on Cape Cod. Gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. More and more of the people around us started singing very quietly, a little off-key, but singing, because this is not a major league baseball park. This is a minor league baseball park, and there's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? And all of us were singing, very quiet, a little off-key, but singing, all of us, all around the field. Over the land of the free, even I was singing, and Doug knows that's a terrible thing. Kind of quietly, you know, because my voice is way off key.
It's a good announcer.
Anyway, we were all singing and thinking. I was thinking about my Uncle Joe, who was a World War II B-17 navigator. My brother Jeff, who did a second U.S. Army tour in Vietnam because he knew the experience that he got first time around, save a couple of buddies. He was right. It cost him a chunk of his leg, and he never talks about his Purple Heart and his Bronze Star. And the home of the brave, we all sang it together, quietly, a little bit off-key, little Raquel, and my lady Wonder Wench and me with my jacket says Brooklyn across the front, and about 6,000 other people who just came to enjoy a baseball game together. It wasn't this huge, majestic sound. It was just kind of quiet, a little off-key. We're all together. And I don't think anybody expected that. You know, it's a Major League Baseball park. It would have been a huge sound. This was not. And then after it was kind of a moment of silence, then somebody in the bleachers cut loose one of those long, loud, two-fingered, between-the-teeth whistles that I can't do. And the place just exploded with applause and laughs and
wow.
More than a few tears and a lot of pride.
Wow.
So that's the story of the song. But the way the thing ended was even more amazing. There was a little guy by the name of Tyler who threw out the first pitch, and he looked like he was about 6 years old. He had a Little League uniform on and a very fiercely determined look on his face. And he threw from a full windup, and he threw a strike. And the crowd gave him a big cheer. And then the announcer said something just put me right on my head. He said that little Tyler was representative of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I think you know what that means.
Yeah, it was his last wish.
Yeah.
Yep.
And but you know he knew that he wasn't going to throw very many strikes, but he didn't let that stop him.
Yeah.
Reared back and threw his pitch. Oh,
what a story.
You know, you think so much. I tend to, when I hear stories like that, or when I tell my own stories, that may not be as well told as Dick's, but you understand how the fabric, the fiber, the makeup, the goodness of what we are about as a people. We get so, as Dick said, we get so distressed by this garbage that so many people pay too much attention to, that takes us away from the unity that we are.
What our capabilities really
are. To the separation of what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's politicians, it's people who are in public life, it's the people we were talking about before, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
The people who want to separate. We were talking, Dick, earlier about bullying. And how it isn't just children that do this to other children. It's adults, it's parents, it's mother and father, and it's people at work, the boss, or it just, it's everywhere.
Yes.
And it's just so it's discouraging. And as you have a story like this that comes out of kind of nowhere, but it's an American experience.
Yes, and when it all happens together with a million people, I'm just exaggerating, but, you know, when you see the light in someone's eye, that when they finally get it, that it's more about goodness.
Yeah.
If you give a little bit and you make somebody's day a little bit better and you see the light in their eye, that they recognize it, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But when you see 6,000 people recognize it at the same time like you did, Dick, that's just almost miraculous.
Hey, Doug and Robin, thank you.
You're welcome.
But I don't mean this in a paternalistic sense, but I'm proud of both of you. Thank you.
Oh, I love this.
It's time
man.
For a family hug.
Wait, I need to tell you something. Do I have time for a
just
minute?
Yeah, you have a second.
Oh, I can't do it in a second.
Well, in the two
I'm defeated
seconds, yeah.
already.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
We put this book together called Disc Jockeys, Is This Thing On? And it was about disc jockeys' worst on-air moments. And Dick was fabulous in writing one of the stories in the book for me. And we gave the proceeds to Make-A-Wish. You knew that, right, Dick?
Yes, I did.
And one of the best moments out of this creation of this book, my son did all the graphics for the book, and when we received a letter from the Make-A-Wish Foundation telling us what the money did, it specified one little boy and his family, and the money took the family to Disney World for a week, and I showed the letter to my son. This is hard for me.
Go ahead. Sorry, you can be.
My son, who stands 6'3", who I had to threaten his life to do this book, either clean your room or do the book. You know, and he did the book. You know, and I cleaned his room. But when he saw the letter, all 6'3" of him just started to cry, and it was just a wonderful moment.
And you know what just happened? What just happened was real. It was honest. And it is extraordinary, and I would expect and think that the people who are listening right now, you're not going to hear that any place else on the radio dial, maybe ever again. There was a giant in the broadcasting business by the name of William B. Williams, worked in New York. I used to listen to him when I was a kid, and he taught me so much, just one sentence. He and a singer by the name of Vic Damone were doing a benefit. And Vic Damone was on Willie's show, and they get finished, and there was this long silence after the interview, and then Willie just said, "Vic, I really like you." It was so simple.
Yeah.
But it was real. And it's no real anymore.
Dick, I really like you.
I love you.
I think that's pretty nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to mention one thing.
Yeah.
I had two mentors in my life. My father was one, and Dick was the other.
Both great broadcasters.
Yeah.
Now I can be number three.
Yes, you can.
On that list.
You can
all
step right in.
In a moment, another great story about a group of firefighters in Arizona who did something that's sort of in league with what we have been talking about here. Dick Summer, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you
for being a surprise.
14 before the hour on Good Day.
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Hi, I'm Lennon.
And I'm Jessica. And we have a new comedy on NBC called Best Friends Forever.
In the show, Jess is going through a messy divorce.
Well, it's tough, but I'm holding it together.
She's really losing her crap, let's be honest.
All right.
So I let her move back in with me.
Only now, Len lives with her boyfriend.
So the three of us have to shack up together.
Which is not as sexy as it sounds.
No, it's called Best Friends Forever, not Sex Friends Forever.
I actually had a sex friend in college. Did not end well.
That guy had weird feet.
Yeah, like Frodo feet.
Very sexy.
Ew.
The premiere of Best Friends Forever, after Betty White's Off Their Rockers, NBC tonight.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
All right, another story at DougStephan.com today is sort of follow-up on the conversation Robin and I just had with Dick Summer. The firefighters in Arizona, Robin, who won last week's lottery, they didn't win a lot. They won
$10,000,
I think it was, yeah. So they decided they would take their share and donate it to a fireman who's suffering from a, apparently he's got some kind of cancerous tumor.
A brain tumor, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. So they hit 5 of the 6 numbers, and the first thing they thought about was this guy, not themselves.
Isn't that just beautiful?
But you see, that's the thing. There's so many of these great stories around, and they don't get told.
That's right.
Because we're forced into a box, us being you and me.
Right.
And people then who like to listen to these stories, and it doesn't make any difference how old you are. Everybody wants to hear a good story.
Everybody wants a feel-good story.
Right, exactly. Yes. Yeah. So, at any rate.
So, this is a wonderful thing that they did.
It is.
And there's no telling whether the man will survive, no. But it's just the fact that they thought to do it.
Yeah. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, what's the most you've ever won playing the lottery? A, over 1,000. B, between 100 and 1,000. C, between $50 and $100. D, between 10 and 50. E, less than 10. I've never won a cent from the lottery. Actually, I've won $3.
I have two.
You two! Hooray! Poll from yesterday. What do you think about grown women collecting lifelike dolls and treating them like real babies? 34% of you said, I think there's something wrong with somebody who does that. Hello.
I'm surprised it's only 34%.
30% said it was just creepy. 27% said a bit weird. No worse than people who dress their pets up. All right. 51 after on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now 53 past the hour. Let's see if you can figure out what movie this comes from. Crank it up, Richie.
In this day and age, who could ask for more? The crime wave is high, with muggings mysterious. All police and detectives are furious because they can't find the source of this lethally evil force. This is serious, so give me a quarter. I was a witness, get me a reporter. Call April O'Neill in on this case. Hey, you better hurry up, there's no time to waste. We need help like Quick Dog, the devil. Have pity on the city.
What shocks me about this, Robin and Chuck, is this was the theme from a movie that was number one during this week in 1990. So this is 22 years ago. Turtle Power by Partners in Crime from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, the first one.
Meanwhile, the music sounds like today.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, Chuck, how many of these movies were there, by the way?
I think there were three theatrically. I remember going to see the first one. There was a lot of hype because that was the year after in 89 Tim Burton's Batman came out, and that really changed the course of the way movies are marketed.
Yeah.
With the mass audiences running to see them in the first weekend.
Yeah.
So that had a very big opening weekend. It was released by New Line Cinema, who wasn't known for putting big money into their budget.
No.
It scored big at the box office. I wasn't a fan.
No.
They're going to reboot it. Michael Bay's production, one of Michael Bay's production companies, is going to reboot it. It's going to be called not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, just Ninja Turtles.
Old Man Ninja Turtles.
Something like that.
Yeah. You could have a couple of 65-year-old guys playing Ninja Turtles. Hi, Chuckers. Say hi to Robin Marshall, who's here with me in the studio today.
Good morning.
Hi, Robin.
So, Robin, what kind of films do you enjoy?
You know what's really pathetic? When you're a working,
I know a lot of things that
I'm going to give you one real good one. When you're a working mom and you're on your own and you're carpooling and you're cooking dinner,
to the movies.
I never get to see a movie.
Really?
Maybe when it gets to DVD stage. Although yeah. I did just go see one in. It's been a long time. 21 Jump Street.
Is that all right? I haven't seen it.
It was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I didn't expect it to be a comedy. That shows you how connected I am.
There you go. All right, we have a contest every day on this program to try to get you to focus in on usually some audio from a popular movie. The reason we're playing the audio from this movie is because the star of it is 47 today. This guy has created a couple of interesting franchises and already on his way to perhaps a third franchise. Chucker knows already who it is. Let's see if you can guess the movie from the bits and pieces of audio starting with this.
What a busy afterlife you're having.
800-510-8255. Is that enough, Chucker?
Nah, you gotta give me another one.
Next one, Richie.
No girl wants to marry a doctor who can't tell if that's dead or not.
All right.
Did you understand a word he said? No girl wants to marry a what?
But what is probably the important word there. All right, last clue.
Crime is common. Logic is rare.
All right. 800-510-8255. Did you get it, Chucker?
I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
Well,
no,
it is, it's about a famous person or persons, I'll put it that way. And there has been much done regarding this particular character over the years.
Crime is common. Logic is rare.
800. There it is. That's actually the best clip. Thank you, Richie. 800-510-8255. You've never won before in Movie Moments? Know what the movie is? You'll call us now and we'll reward you handsomely. Chucker also has movie news right after this on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
All right, so Chucker, in the movie news department, you have what special headline?
This is an interesting one. Barry Levinson, the man who directed perhaps the best baseball movie ever, the 1984 film The Natural, starring Robert Redford, has acquired the rights to the Hank Aaron story in Wilhelmina, a film based on the home run king's life. I think this is an interesting project. Other news, the Farley Brothers' Three Stooges movie, which opens next weekend, is tracking less than the $10 million opening weekend.
That's
which
stupid.
I hate not much interest. I got to admit, the Three Stooges make me laugh. A lot of people don't like the trailers, but I'm going to go see it.
All right, good for you, Reed. Here's Lisa in Daphne, Alabama. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
What's the name of that movie?
Sherlock Holmes.
The original Robert Sherlock Downey. Holmes with Robert Downey Jr. You are correct, ma'am. Thank you.